Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. More than 200,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. The country passed that grim threshold today, according to the Johns Hopkins COVID-19 dashboard. It's by far the highest in the world. A coalition of more than a dozen social justice groups from across the state slammed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today during an online press conference. The groups say proposals DeSantis made yesterday for new laws targeting protesters would embolden police attacks and terrorize anti-racism and Black Lives Matter organizers in Florida. Ruth Beltran is from Sarasota and active with the Party for Socialism and Liberation and with Answer Suncoast. She says because of DeSantis's proposal, the groups have announced a travel advisory warning people it's too dangerous to come to Florida.
Yesterday, Governor DeSantis announced a Trump-style aggressive plan to institute a dictatorship-like government and crack down on peaceful protesters. The proposed bill criminalizes peaceful protesters with felony charges for simple things such as blocking the road or participating in a protest. In addition, the proposed bill allows for angry citizens to run over and possibly kill others with their vehicles without any consequences. Florida has now become a dangerous place for any non-white persons or anyone regardless of color who may be in or around an assembly when an assembly is taking place.
That's Sarasota's Ruth Beltran with the Party for Socialism and Liberation and with Answer Suncoast speaking today during a press conference criticizing new laws proposed yesterday by Governor DeSantis. DeSantis wants the legislature to subject people arrested at protests that turn violent or involve looting to face new felonies. Fleeing drivers would not be liable if they cause injury or death to protesters. DeSantis said today the Republican-dominated Florida legislature could consider it during an organizational session in November. CARE Florida announced today that it objects to what it calls Governor DeSantis's unconstitutional order targeting anti-racism protesters. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney said today he supports voting soon to fill the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat on the Supreme Court. That all but ensures President Trump has the backing needed to push the nomination over Democratic objections so close to the November election. The annual report card on wading birds in South Florida is out, and it wasn't a great nesting season, but Jenny Stiletovich tells us scientists say there's a silver lining. The birds that are nesting are doing it in the right places.
The annual report serves two purposes. It lets us know how wading birds like roseate spoonbills and white ibises are faring. It also tells us how we're doing on fixing the Everglades.
Wading birds are almost an ideal canary in the coal mine, so to speak.
Mark Cook is an avian ecologist with the South Florida Water Management District. He says the birds respond almost instantly when the water is right.
We know, you know, we've got the right hydrologic conditions when these birds are foraging in the appropriate places, when they're nesting at the right time and the right numbers in the right place. There are many other reasons why they're good, but those are the sort of key elements.
Historically, 90% of Florida's wading birds nested in Everglades National Park and an area called the Fertile Crescent along the southwest coast. During the 2019 season, more than 40% of nesting occurred in the regions. That's the highest since 1986. Numbers were down overall in 2019 because heavy rain at the start of the dry season flooded foraging grounds. But Cook says he's not too worried because nesting was so good the year before. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Police in Louisville are restricting access to downtown in preparation for the state attorney general's announcement about whether he will charge officers in Breonna Taylor's shooting death. The Louisville Metro Police Department said in a statement today that the actions are to ensure the area is as safe as possible for protesters and those who live and work in the area. Taylor's shooting has been followed by months of protests in downtown Louisville. Here's the weather tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, overnight lows near 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.